Jones and visit with our first guest. He is one of the best college football reporters out there. Brett McMurphy joining us here on the program, a fellow Okie at that. Brett, what's happening today? How are you doing?
Good. Good afternoon. Good to join you.
Hey, not a problem. So you reported earlier today that the Las Vegas Bowl and the Mount West cutting ties with each other in 2020 to coincide with the opening of the Raiders stadium there. And I guess, you know, take us through that report. What exactly is going to take place and why this decision is going down, which is obviously a really big gut punch to the Mount West Conference?
Yeah, well, basically, you know, there's actually nothing the Mountain West could have done. I mean, I know it's bad for the Mountain West. I know a lot of people on Twitter, it's easy to blame the Mountain West. How could you let this happen? It's simply a business decision. And the fact that Las Vegas will have a new state-of-the-art NFL stadium in 2020 where the Raiders will play, that's where they want to play the Vegas Bowl. So they're moving the Vegas Bowl from Sam Boyd Stadium at UNLV to the new NFL stadium. And so because they are at a new venue, it's going to be a higher profile game. And so the Pac-12 will stay in it, and they will face a Power 5 opponent. Most likely, I would have to say right now, I would guess the SEC. That's certainly not done by any means, but the Pac-12 and SEC, those two leagues actually don't have any current bowl matchups. And I know a lot of people want that to happen. Having that in Vegas certainly would be intriguing, I think. And for that to happen, they would obviously move off the current date where they open up the first day of bowl season that Saturday. And what I've been told is they would probably look more sometime after Christmas, not necessarily on New Year's Day, but sometime between Christmas and New Year's Day. And you'd probably be looking at a team that's somewhere between, I don't know, second through fourth or fifth place in both leagues playing each other. So you're going to get two pretty high-profile teams that probably just missed out on making a New Year's Six game or did not make the playoffs. And, you know, it's simply a business decision. And like you said, it ends a long run with the Mountain West. I think 2019 will be the 19th year that they've been associated with that bowl. You know, and now the Mountain West is looking at its options where to send its champion. And, you know, the early information I had is they're looking at the Arizona Bowl in Tucson. But remember, in 2020 also starts the new bowl cycle for all the bowls across the country. So what that means is that any bowl can go out and strike deals with new conferences. So you could see movement with other conferences and other bowls, where they're paired up with different partners, if you will. And maybe when that happens, maybe that opens something else up for the Mountain West, where they can put their champion. It's hard to say, again, like it is 2 years away, but, you know, what I reported today is what I've been told from multiple sources, and that the Vegas Bowl would be going with the Pac-12 against another Power 5 team in the new Raider Stadium in 2020.
Well, you have to imagine that the Vegas has got the Knights now, who are on life support when it comes to the Stanley Cup playoffs. But they have been a big, you know, made a big splash out there as an NHL team. They're getting the Raiders coming there. I'm assuming that the Vegas people are going to continue to look for, you know, major league teams, whether it's baseball or NBA or whatever it will be. And when you combine the Visitors Convention Bureau's, you know, clout and what they can put behind it, and the fact that Vegas is such a great destination for, you know, people to go and visit, the Vegas Bowl, really, with this move and with the new stadium, I believe could be a real challenger for some of those major bowl games that are on New Year's Day or around New Year's Day now, because it just has all the elements to be a really top-grade bowl game with some top-name teams to really draw some interest.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's going to come down to money. Are they willing to put up the money to bring in those teams or compete to try to get a New Year's Six game? But certainly, yeah, again, all of these affiliations are up after the 2019 season, including the New Year's Six games. So, you know, who knows? Maybe Las Vegas gets in that rotation as one of the semifinal sites for the college football playoff. You don't know. It's certainly one of the benefits is the state-of-the-art stadium that they're going to have, and I don't think it's any surprise that you'll see Vegas go after the college football national championship somewhere down the road. And, you know, like you said, maybe pursue a Major League Baseball team at some point. But, yeah, there's a lot of advantages Vegas already has as far as the visitor and tourism. And certainly now that you've got, what will be one of the top, brand-new stadiums in the country, that certainly is a benefit for them also. I think ultimately it just depends on how much money they would be willing to put behind these bids will determine how far up the pecking order they go as far as the major bowl games.
Last year, the Vegas Bowl paid out $2.8 million. You mentioned how much it will depend how much they increase. How much do you think they would have to increase the payout for this bowl game to make it more a little more enticing, a little more lucrative for whoever goes there?
Yeah, I don't think there's a set number. I mean, certainly, it's going to be a competition. I mean, right now, I believe the Alamo Bowl is second pick for the Pac-12 against the Big 12 runner-up. I believe the Citrus Bowl in Orlando gets the SEC best team, I guess, that's not in the New Year's Six or college football playoff. So I don't think they would jump those guys again if they're willing to pay more than those bowls, then they would jump them. But I'd be surprised if they did that. But I think they could fit in there somewhere in that 3-4-5 range. And certainly it will be an increase from what the Vegas Bowl is currently paying. But how much, that's kind of impossible to gauge at this point. But certainly, it depends on how big of a player they want to be in college football. If they're satisfied with getting a third place team from the Pac-12 and the third place team from the Big 12 or the SEC or whatever, that's what they'll do. If they want to compete against and try to unseat, the Fiesta or the Cotton or the Peach as one of the New Year's Six games, then they'll have to pony up.
Pat McMurphy joining us here in the program. You mentioned, this being a business decision, and I think we all three of us here are in agreement with that the Mountain West really couldn't do anything. And I know the fans are upset with Craig Thompson for not being able to hold on to this.
Plus, which is comical, right. By the way.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I'm just curious, though, where does the Mountain West go from here? You've put on there that the Arizona Bowl's a probable destination for the conference champion, but they're still down a bowl slot. Where does the Mountain West go from here, and just how big of a gut punch is this to them?
Well, I mean, the Arizona Bowl is a possibility. They already affiliated with that bowl, but would they want to send their champion there? Maybe it's Arizona raises its stake in the conference, then that would be a possibility. I know that Arizona State on their campus actually looking at I think we're going to see some movement from other leagues where maybe some teams that are playing in certain bowls now, those conferences decide to go somewhere else, so that may open up another spot that maybe is more attractive to the Mountain West than the Arizona Bowl. I don't know. Again, certainly it hurts anytime you lose, a destination like Las Vegas. And I think more importantly, it hurts, and this is what I think really, gets under the fan skin, is that it takes away an opportunity to play a Power 5 team. And, every time I do about the Group of Five, people think that I don't like the Group of Five. Let me say that. But the reality is the Power 5 is in much better shape and with resources, and they do have a lot of advantages over the Group of Five schools and conferences, and that's the bottom line. And so, these bowl games, they want to be affiliated with the conferences that have the bigger alumni base that will garner bigger TV ratings, et cetera. And so it doesn't mean that a Group of Five team cannot be a Power Five team on the field. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying in the long run, the Power 5 teams have a huge advantage. And unfortunately, there's not a lot the Group of 5 can do. And the people that are saying, how could Craig Thompson let this happen? If Jim Delaney would have been the Mountain West commissioner, there would have been nothing he could have done either. So it's not like you can just generate all this money all of a sudden, or all of a sudden you can say, well, you know what, we're going to have the Chicago market, and we're going to have the L.A. market. Now, you don't. You're in the Mountain West, and you've got the markets that you have. So it's an uphill fight. It's a tough challenge, and, you know, it all goes back to conference realignment, you know, 10, 12 years ago, and I think that's kind of, in the long run, I think we'll look back and say that it ruined college athletics, and I really believe that. And part of the offshoot is it has created this huge gap between the power leagues and the Group 5 leagues, and unfortunately, that gap is only going to continue every second that goes by, every day that goes by. And, you know, what will that mean for long-term for college athletics? We'll have to just wait and see.
Brett, we certainly appreciate you taking out a little bit of your time on vacation as well. Thank you so much, and hopefully we can do it again. Thank you again for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.